First, our Lord once again predicts the destruction of the temple in Jerusalem. A stone that will not be set upon another stone. There will not be one left on another stone. And in fact, that did occur as he predicted. In about a little bit less, maybe around 35 years after he made that prediction in the year 70 AD. Then he goes on to give, they ask for signs. Well, what signs will there be? Very common among the people in those days. What signs will you give that this is about to happen? He does not speak of the destruction of the temple when he gives the signs. He speaks of the end times, of the last judgment. However, note what he says. We should note this carefully. When you hear of wars and insurrections, he says, do not be terrified. If we are prepared for our death, regardless of whether it's martyrdom or not, there's nothing to be afraid of. If we're really prepared, if we are following Christ now, then we are ready to be welcomed into the kingdom. There's nothing to be afraid of. It's something to be looked forward for, something to be longed for. Something to long for. And the saints did that. Father, the lives of the saints, you see, they did that. They were waiting for the death. They wanted to die. They even wanted to give their lives for Christ. One such is the saint we celebrate today, St. Catherine of Alexandria, who was a virgin, a recluse, I believe, in the land of Egypt, in Alexandria, and she died, suffered martyrdom, remained a virgin, suffered a martyrdom. She did give up her life. But that's what happens when you are that united with our Lord, starting now in this life. You are ready to go. You see? So there's nothing to be terrified about. But notice how he puts it. When you hear of wars and insurrections, these must come first. We certainly hear of that today, very much so. But note what he says. It will not immediately be the end. But he's not telling us when the end will come. That's what they're looking for, to see, well, when will this come? How are we going to know this is it? And he's purposely not telling us. Otherwise, well, then I have time, I don't have to worry, right? And then time comes and we're not prepared. Because we won't know when it comes. If we knew, then we'd go ahead and do whatever we wanted to do, and then when time comes up, then we can stop. Well, now we've got to shape up. See? In order to say, no, I want you ready always. I want you start preparing now. You do what you have to do. You follow me now. And note, generally when he says follow me, he says take up your cross. Right? The sacrifice. The penance. He's asking for that. Right? And then he goes on with some of the signs. Again, signs we see all the time now, even in our own day and age. Nation will rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom. Powerful earthquakes, famines, plagues. And we hear of it over and over again. And our first, oh, he even goes on further. And awesome sights and mighty signs will come from the sky. All kinds of different things. We already are seeing all of these things. So are we ready? That's really the only question. Are we ready? If we are truly ready, we need not be afraid. But we need to be prepared. And we need to be prepared to stand up against whatever difficulties or trials there may be. If we are united with Christ, if we are following Him, He is protecting us, He is guiding us, and we need not be afraid. And often we were told, particularly during the reign of truly by St. John Paul II, do not be afraid. Reach out into the deep. Reach out. In fact, our own current Pope is telling us to do the same thing. Reach out. Right? We do not need to be afraid. We can expect it. We already see it. We're already surrounded by it. Some of it's horrible evil. Much of it. But are we truly following Christ? Are we doing what we are called to do? Are we down on our knees praying? Are we praying the rosary as Our Lady asks us to do? Are we praying? Are we offering our penances? Are we uniting ourselves with Christ? Are we willing to show how much we love Him? Are we prepared even to give up our lives for Him? Then we need not be afraid. Praise be Jesus and Mary.